can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information and recipes, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. So, hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
It's raining, it's cold, it's autumn's come, hasn't it?
I was going to say, we both seem large and shapeless in our fuzzy slippers.
Well, you've got your house coat on.
Exactly.
What's that bloody microwave we're about to use? You've got your, and I've got my cashmere robe on. I've got my rabbit bunny slippers. And we're here because it's a horrid day. And what are we going to make, Donna?
We are making hug in a mug.
What the hell is that?
It is a Bakewell mug cake. If this works, it'll be a miracle. We're making a cake in a mug in the microwave.
I don't even understand the concept.
I know. So I think we should just get stuck in because we have no idea. But okay, I'm thinking it's going to be quite hygge.
Oh.
You know the Danish term for being cozy and comfy.
Well, that's perfect.
Hygge in a mooga.
I'm just in the mood for that. I really want something easy as well. How many minutes is this going to take?
I was going to say it's going to take 20 minutes. It literally is three. Once we put everything together, 3 minutes in the microwave.
And what's the ingredients?
What do we got going on here? We got butter, eggs, light muscovado sugar, almond extract, ground almonds, self-raising flour, double cream, raspberry jam, and flaked almonds, icing sugar to dust, double or clotted cream to serve. Oh my God.
I can't wait to
I feel like I'm going to have a duvet wrapped around my stomach after I eat this, but that's what we're after.
That's what we're after, yeah. We're
excellent.
After being hugged.
All right.
Continually.
And
are
you the microwave maven? Because I
know about microwaves because my daughter forced me to buy one, and now I'm living without a kitchen because I've got builders in. I'm the microwave.
You're the microwave maven.
I'm the microwave giant bunny.
The mother of all microwaves.
Exactly. Let's get going.
In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna.
So you were just about to tell me about, I thought you didn't have a microwave. Where do you keep this secret microwave and how it came in and everything? Tell me the story.
I was going to say, it's just visiting. Don't get used to it. It was my mother-in-law's microwave oven, and my husband rescued it, and I said, I don't need a microwave, I don't want a microwave, I don't like a microwave, it takes all the nutrition out of the food. My husband said, well, I'll keep it in the shed out back, which does have electricity, so he will sneak back there with a potato and make a quick baked potato. I'm like, by the time you're all done faffing around with that, if you just call me before you leave work, I'll pop it in the oven. By the time you get home, it'll be done.
I know, but he just secretly wants to use a microwave, doesn't he? You also told me he did use it for defrosting the other day.
He did defrost the other
day. You see, it is useful. I mean, I never had one until my daughter insisted, and now we heat up soups in it, even though I think it takes longer to heat up in a microwave.
Yeah, it did take him quite some time to defrost that bolognese.
Exactly.
You know, a little forethought.
Put it in a bowl of hot water or something.
Exactly.
Not easier.
Like a normal person.
But this is exciting, because this whole recipe is my microwave.
And it's not like it has a lot of nutrition anyway. It's not like it's health food. So I don't feel it's like fresh vegetables leaching.
So we've done all the things. Have we folded in the... Have we poured in the bowl? We've folded in the ground almonds, cream and flour.
Yes, look at that. It's like a very nice sponge.
Can I dip my finger in it? It's very shiny because of the butter. Oh.
I have to say, we're not very good at microwaves because first I put metal in there and second of all, I blew up the butter.
Yes, we are slightly worried that this recipe might not work.
This is not our forte.
No, we're not
cooking.
We didn't realize until... Anyway, these challenges...
We shall soldier on.
Exactly. So what we do is we now put half a tablespoon each of jam, because remember, this is Bakewell tart.
Yes, I'm putting it...
And I have actually been to Bakewell, did you know that? I've had a real Bakewell tart. So anyway, I'll tell you about that later. Okay, so put half a tablespoon each of jam in the bottom of 4 300 ml microwavable proof mugs.
I know, I can't use the fisticuffs one because that has metal.
Okay, great. All right.
That ought to do.
Okay. No, it's not. That's not a tablespoon of jam.
Half.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and there's two more coming. So
a bit more jam, please. I've been to Batewell. Okay. I'm English. Oh, I've been to Batewell.
Well, are you a war baby too? You need your sugar?
Yeah, I do. I do. More. I love a jam. Anyway, this is Taste the Difference jam. It hasn't got much sugar in it. It's really healthy. It goes off and has to be kept in the fridge. Nothing like the conserves I know. The conserves from the wartime.
Eating with your bird's eye, whatever, custard or whatever.
Oh, yes. I love bird's custard. Hang on. How do you know you're meant to be doing this? You're just guessing, Donna.
No, I've Follow been the, reading. Ra- I've the been receipt. Reading. Okay,
Follow the receipt.
Okay. So put half a tablespoon each of jam. That's like a full tablespoon.
All right.
Anyway, blah, 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 teacups, ramekins. Then divide half the cake mixture between them. See?
All right.
Add another half a tablespoon of jam to each. Then top with the rest of the cake mixture. And then scatter over the flaked almonds.
So I get what the secret ingredient is. We do three. We put the cake in. Then we put another spoonful of jam.
I told you more was coming.
Mm, I didn't believe you.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Greed overtook me.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't worry. You're getting the bigger one.
Okay, good.
You have the fluffier slippers.
Yes, I need them. My rabbit slippers are screaming for
feed your dogs.
Exactly. Yeah, gotcha. And my bunny. Right. Yep.
Okay. More Bakewell tartness coming up.
Okay, yeah. Now will you do the spoonful?
Yes, I'll give you a...
No, you're being silly now. Silly.
Is that too much?
Yes, Donna, you know it.
There is too much jam? That's possible?
That's it. Push it in. Or do you just... Yeah, that's it.
Sort of plops in there.
Yeah, plops in. That's a good word, plop, isn't it? Plop. Okay. Okay, now we put the rest of the buttery sweet mixture. In fact, it's a lovely brown colour because of the muscovado sugar.
Yep.
See, Sainsbury's always make it a little bit more sophisticated, don't they?
That's right.
Getting that in there. You're coping with the stress of this very well.
Well, it's funny because you and I both find baking. We always sort of manage to...
Yeah, savouries we're okay with, but baking, I just start... going into panic mode. Are you the same?
Yeah, well, because I think neither you nor I have a wildly sweet tooth.
Oh, I am secretly.
Oh, so you're just a secret muncher.
Yeah, I'm a secret muncher.
I mean, obviously we cook just about every day.
Yeah.
But I don't bake every day.
Yeah. Well, I think next time I'm going to get someone that can bake on this program. I think I'm going to sack you, actually.
Hey, well, you know Mary Berry's free now.
But she wants to stay at the BBC.
There you go.
That's the trouble. Well, I'd definitely get her much better than you. Okay, now scatter over the flaked almonds. Yes. And she's kept her figure. Considering,
hey, what are you saying? What exactly are you saying? I very dare you. I have been to yoga this morning and my waspish waist. Although, after this, who can say, right?
Okay, now we put the two mugs in the microwave on full power, 800 watts.
Well, I'm gonna allow you to man the microwave
until risen and firm to the touch. Repeat to cook the other two cakes and leave to stand for 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to let you carry on with that. This is not my area of expertise.
Yeah, but I'm not sure whether it is mine. Either.
Yeah, you're going to have to get Mary Berry in here to sort it out.
Cancel. Power.
For three minutes, risen and firm to the touch.
Okay, this is when... Okay, no. I think we're going to have to turn the machine off for a second.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous.
Holy crumbs!
It's risen.
It's risen.
We don't know whether it's cooked, but it's risen. Something's dripping from the top.
That's the butter that exploded before.
Okay, I'm going to get out my hug in the mug.
Oh, is it firm to the touch?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I can't believe it.
Holy crap.
Sorry, this, I might be a microwave convert now.
Same here. I'm going to have to sneak out to the shed.
Exactly.
Use the microwave.
I'll be coming
now.
With you.
Here, let's feel that one. Is that firm? Holy crap. How did that work? That's crazy talk.
We have two cakes made in 3 minutes. And that's so brilliant. Because what movie are you going to watch this afternoon, Donna?
Auntie Mame.
My favorite.
Exactly. It's Hoogly Moogly, hugging a mug.
This is so
Check
exciting.
It out.
Okay, when this cools down, we'll be serving it with double cream. I can't wait.
Oh.
So here we are. It's freezing outside. We're all cuddled up and we're feeling very hooger.
Hoogly.
Hoogly. And we're just about to try our Bakewell hugging a mugs. Okay, I'm going to bring mine over. We've let it cool down a bit because it was on 100 for 3 minutes and it worked. I can't believe.
I can't believe it.
Microwave baking works. We're now getting out the double cream.
Mm. Mm. You've got the camper van mug.
Yeah.
And I've got the American Gothic mug.
Exactly. Because they're the ones that are microwavable. And I'd love the teaspoon after you. And it was really funny because I said to you, I said, blow the diet. And you said, I'm not on a diet.
What diet?
Okay, well, I'm not on a diet, but I try and eat healthily. But today I'm not.
You're not trying very hard. Let's put it that way.
No.
Not today. Although it's got almonds in it. You know, that's very healthy. Oh, my God, it worked.
It worked.
That's crazy.
It is a cake.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
I'm going down because I
know.
Want to go.
We need the raspberry.
You need the raspberry, see?
Mm.
You need a raspberry more than you ever thought, Donna, because you teased me for the amount.
I did.
And now I'm going to...
That's
this
nice.
Really is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think if you've got 20 minutes spare on a Saturday afternoon, it's a perfect Saturday afternoon kind of... When, you know, you can't be bothered to do anything else.
And, it really did not.
And it really was quick. It really
It
was
really
quick.
Was. It was not.
As I said, it's all about ease. Thank you so much for coming to the Gorgeous Kitchen. And by the way, I'm not going to sack you now.
Okay. Mary Berry's not getting
no,
my job.
Mary Berry is not getting your job.
The microwave has my job.
Because it rose. If it hadn't rose, I'd be sacking you now. Okay, just to let you know. Lots of love.
Aww.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. You'll find this recipe in the October edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk for more information. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Sweet.